Hilariously Melbourne.
Just like Fifi, Feb and Nick do, more and more people are loving the resort-style living of Mandalay. With a championship golf course, beautiful restaurant, gym, swimming pool, kindergarten and so much more. Head to mandalayliving.com.au for resort living every day.
Yesterday on the show, Feb, you had some funny moments, and one of the moments...
I had a mare.
Well, we were talking about Full House, and just to recap, we were talking about Full House, and that's the TV show from the 90s with John Stamos and the late Bob Saget and the Olsen twins. Yeah. And the Olsen twins, that's where they started. For people, people might now know them as fashion designers, but they were 2 years old and they both played one character on the show. So the baby on the show, and according to actors' laws, you can't have a child that age on set for too long. So they always get in twins and the twins rotate.
Remember when I said, let's not bring this up ever again?
Well, if you missed it, this was how it unraveled over about an hour and a half yesterday.
Man. Do you know the Olsen twins?
Yep.
They both never appeared at the same time in a show.
What did you think was the alternative to that?
Just one of them.
Oh, you thought one of them was the kid?
Yeah.
No, but that was the whole point of having twins.
I didn't think they knew that. You all knew that.
That they were twins.
I don't know. You're confusing me.
You've confused yourself.
Bev wasn't even thinking about Full House.
No.
He was thinking about Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
But more concerning, you thought there were two Lindsay Lohans. Lindsay Lohan had a sister, a twin sister. And to clarify this, way from Hollywood, Lindsay Lohan's mum, Dina, has a message for you.
Feb, that is hilarious that you thought the Olsen twins were my little Lindsay. But you're not too far off because so many people think that I have twin daughters, which there's only one of my beautiful Lindsay. But actually, at the premiere of the movie, Iger, Bob Iger and the guys at Disney actually thought Lindsay was a twin. And they came up to me and they said, your daughters were so amazing. So... chalk it up to being a great actress, but it's a funny story, and I'm happy you enjoyed the movie.
Thank you. See, she agrees.
Oh, she doesn't agree.
She did. All I got from that was I was right.
101.9 The Fox.
And a great weekend ahead, and you know what you can do this weekend? This Saturday at Grapevine Gathering, sponsored by the wonderful people at Bay Juice. We love a bit of Bay Juice. We got stuck into that at the end of the last year. Great for hangovers, particularly around party season.
Well, they'll be needing it after this.
But at Grapevine Gathering, you can see our very good friends, Peking Duck.
Woo!
And Adam and Ruben join us now, boys. Welcome to 2022.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here. Happy Friday.
Oh, yeah. How have your summers been? Now, both of you, your summers would be next level. Like, has it been as big as the last few summers?
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, considering what they used to be like, the last two summers have been pretty strange.
Yeah.
Looks like Adam's been on the juice. Look how ripped you are, brother.
Oh, I'm trying to get like you, Feb.
Back
yeah,
on,
I'll,
you
look, I'll be honest. I've just been on the steroids nonstop this summer.
You look good. Look at those pipes.
Never know when stereo's back.
Oh, you're pregnant.
I got a bear bit full of pies.
So you're heading there. Now, this will be great this weekend, though. How good for Melbourne, all Victorians, to get around a great festival?
It's so great.
Yeah, totally.
We thought the New South Wales Grapevine was going to go ahead too. But for it to get cut and for them to cut no singing and dancing, it just shows that Vic always wins. They just pull through. Everything just is – it's a good time. And I can't believe we're actually going to get to go ahead. This is – it's so exciting.
Yeah, it's great for all the people that love their concerts. Now, boys, with the music industry, it seems like you guys sort of get left out a little bit where everything else keeps going on in the world, the cricket, the footy, people are going into stadiums. But when it comes to concerts, everyone just keeps shutting down. What's your view on that, boys?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's a real shame to see kind of the double standards in some places.
Yeah.
Like, you look at an organization like Hillsong, for example, and they're allowed to throw indoor, you know, festivals, music festivals, with no masks. Everyone's close. Everyone's dancing. The only difference is no one's got a beer in their hand. So I think it's just a bit sus, the fact that Hillsong's allowed to go ahead. and, you know, these huge sporting events where everyone.
But then, yeah, also the Barmy Army can sing and dance,
yeah,
and which I'm all about. That's great. But I also would love for music and musicians to be able to put on festivals for punters to be able to dance as well.
Well, I had an idea for you boys, and I'd like to be part of it. I'm happy to help fund it with you guys. Now, every concert we have, someone gets married on stage to start with. We marry them off, and then we party because you can have people
weddings.
On a dance floor at weddings, have a big wedding at the start, and then get right off afterwards.
That's genius.
Let's do it.
And afterwards, they get divorced.
Or we could just get an actor to be a celebrant. And who's to say that it didn't happen?
100%. And then just get it annulled. Anyone can get married.
That's a great idea. We should do weddings.
Yes.
To get people back on stage.
Stage to concert.
Can you guys be our celebrants?
Yes.
100%.
Oh, this is so good.
And then when after the party on the Sunday, when everyone regrets it, they can just annul it. Bang.
Yeah.
Get married again next week. Yeah. Boom. Party.
I don't like family lawyer Fev. You know a lot of stuff about annulling weddings.
Also, Adam, you mentioned Hillsong. One of my favorite posts you guys did, though, was your Thrill Song post, where you created your own religious organization called Thrill Song with some of the best Australian acts of all time to join you on stage.
Yeah. It was a fun little gag. Holly Jack River, she reached out to us and said, "Hey, what do you think? We should do this just as a gag. You know, everyone's pissed off and it doesn't really achieve anything. But if we just stood quiet, I think that'd be a bit lame. So we thought, you know, let's have a little jab, have a bit of fun. And I think it ruffled a few feathers, but I think for the most part, people found the humor in it, which is good to see.
Well, there's always humor with you guys. There's always fun.
Best.
The fact that you're
our
coming
favorites.
To town, people can catch you this weekend. It's Grapevine Gathering, sponsored by the wonderful people at Bay Juice, the ultimate hangover cure, which you may or may not need after seeing the boys perform. And how's this? Just because we're as excited as you are about this, let's just give away two doubles right now. 13-10-60.
Yes.
You want to see Peking Duck?
Yeah.
Tomorrow? Two doubles now. 13-10-60. First in, best dressed.
Cool. Mate.
Get on it.
Yeah, they're on it. And boys, have a great time. Next time you're in town, we'd love to catch up, get you in the studio.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Let's all have a beer too. It's been too long.
The phones have lit up. Have a look at that.
101.9, The Fox.
I saw a headline and I thought it would appeal to people. Perhaps you too, Fev. This is the kind of headline I think you'd love. Nick, I'm sure you'll love it, but you'll see why I think Fev will really enjoy it. A student has accidentally become a millionaire. So fast cash, easy cash. Accidentally become a millionaire after turning his selfies into an NFT as a joke. So one, just quick money, a million.
Yeah.
The shame about this headline, and even when I read the article, the arrogance of the journalist to never explain what an NFT is.
Never.
But you don't have to.
You do. I don't know what that stands for.
Non-fungible token.
I don't even know what that means.
Did you actually know that or did you Google that? What do you mean?
I don't know that.
Where? See, Fev, I'm with you.
Boxy, I don't know anything.
What? You said non-functional token.
No, non-fungible token.
Fungible. What's that word?
I don't know what fungible is. I think it means it can't be duplicated. So you're buying it. It's like digital artwork.
Sounds like something that's crusty on the bottom of your foot. Fungible.
Oh, man, I've got that fungible token.
Hang on, guys, just quickly. I think this is one of these.
Why doesn't Husey jump on with you, Fev, and you do your COD thing on your switches?
Non-fungible token. It sounds like a Bitcoin or something.
Fungible.
Well, you can buy them with Bitcoin.
Can you?
Yeah, you buy it with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I'm on crypto.
So is this, sorry.
Wow.
This...
Are you?
Yeah. Crypto, bro.
This
it's the way of the future.
So this guy, is it like art? He's made that a piece of art and someone's bought it.
Yep.
But his face, we don't know his face. That's not like, it's not like if George Clooney did that, you go, gee, that someone will want to buy that off
me
one day.
That's not the thing that's value. He's made that, or somebody has made that a thing of value.
Well, what if I, could I just sell all the photos on my Insta? There you go.
You
someone
could,
can
you
buy
could
them.
Turn them into.
You could call it into NTFBC.
NFTBs.
Yeah.
NFTs.
NFTs.
Yeah.
Now think about it.
Mate, you could.
Hold on. I'm not trying to talk you into starting
in other words,
NFTs.
He's become a... It's
I'm
like
not
a
pitching
pap.
You.
It's like a pap.
What do you mean?
He's become a pap. He's selling off his photos.
No, because they're already sent. Like a PAP, they get to sell the photo because no one's seen it before. So once it's been sold, it's done.
Yeah, okay. That's a good point.
This guy's collected all these photos. Mm. I don't get this NFG.
I don't get the NFG GTs either. But you know 60% of babies from the year 2000 are now converting their cash to crypto? Mm.
Sorry, what? 60 babies from where?
60%.
60 babies.
60 babies. God. Yes. Play the bulletin.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
This crypto and NFT chat has gotten out of control. It was meant to be a bit of fun. A few people don't know what a couple of things mean. Let's all leave it at that.
I got Fee over here buying Bitcoin at the moment.
Well, Fee got Renee in, our producer, to explain if she's bought crypto or any crypto at all.
She
any
bought
Bitcoin
vegan crypto.
Or...
It was a bit different.
No, but it looks like real crypto. It smells like real crypto, but it's just
well,
not.
You're all saying everyone's into crypto and buying crypto. I Googled Bitcoin and tried to get onto the Bitcoin website to buy one, and it's was not that easy.
My favourite thing. Fee wants to be a part of it. In the middle of this big chat, Fee just said, I just Googled Bitcoin. I reckon don't get in. If that's where you're at,
it's
you're just
the way
Googling.
Of the future.
You know, it doesn't make sense because Bitcoin should have a website and then should have the shopping cart. You just buy one and pop it in. But
you can. Buy
I went onto Bitcoin.
Just buy it.
No, it didn't let me. It's not apparently that straightforward.
59 large.
Well, no. You can buy bits and pieces. Yeah. Renee has it. Yeah, she's got a bit of Bitcoin, a bit of Ethereum.
Yeah, she's got all of
it. What's Ethereum?
Ethereum is another crypto. It's a gas.
Yeah, I thought it was a gas. Yeah. Isn't that on the periodic table?
Yeah, it's a gas.
It's another cryptocurrency.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a gas.
Well, hang on a second. If there are that many, how can that be sustainable? Surely you stick with the one Bitcoin everyone knows.
It's almost as if everybody's gambling with no idea of the future.
Yeah. It's like loading up your Ladbrokes account and betting at Wyong.
Literally.
Or Shepparton. Or Moonee Valley.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are engaged. She's moved on from Brian Austin Green, formerly of Beverly Hills 90210.
What, 90210?
90210?
Mm.
I said that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Anyway,
something similar.
They're engaged. Now, there is something about this engagement ring that I want to discuss with you.
Something about the engagement? He's not. What do you find him?
I don't.
Yes.
Old Machine Gun Kelly music was great.
She's all. She'd be top 10 looking females in the world.
In the top 10.
You're kidding. Are you joking? Josiah?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, my God. Wow. Megan Fox.
Like, 10's not mean. That's just double 10. Digits.
Top 10.
If you said top 50, I'd go, yeah, I get that.
No, top 10.
Mm. Wow.
And Machine Gun Kelly wouldn't be in the top 1,000.
No, he's
he
not
wouldn't
my
be in
cup
the top
of tea, but he might
three
be a
million in this room.
He might
anyway,
be a lovely person. Anyway, he's bought her this ring and people are looking at it. It looks a bit different. And he said the concept is that the ring can come apart and make two rings. So when it comes together, it's held in place by a magnet.
Don't make a right, though.
Oh, geez. Rings don't make a wife. It just sounds like he's got a cheap ring and he's trying to figure out.
Yeah, he's got it from the 20 cent machine.
I mean, he's got a giant, looks like that looks green or blue diamond. It's a huge rock. But anyway, the point is, he continued. So it's two parts that come together, held in place by a magnet, so you can see how it snaps together, and then it forms this obscure heart. Mm. But here's the bit I have a little issue with, and most people should. The bands, and as you can see, the bands are actually made of thorns, so they're all spiky thorns.
Oh.
So if she tries to take it off, it hurts.
Oh.
No, that's not right. That's very medieval.
Has she put it on already?
She's wearing it. She's got that on. I mean, they did also, after this engagement, drink each other's blood.
Yeah.
Like, they're really. No, but you can't have a man in 2022 put a ring on a woman's finger that she cannot take off because it's going to hurt and cut her.
How much blood?
Like, how much blood did they drink?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it a shot? Was it a...
I'm going to say a thimble. I can't imagine it would be much.
A thimble?
A thimble.
An obscure amount?
No, a thimble. You know, a thimble.
I've never heard thimble in my whole life, man.
You don't know what a thimble is.
Are we talking medieval now? What are we talking?
Yeah, it's a bit medieval. You know, when you're sewing
thus
and you don't want to prick
nimble
your finger.
Blood that I drink.
You put a thimble on your thumb. Do you know Thumbelina?
Thumbelina? Thumbelina. 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 That one.
Pardon? What
Mr.
was that?
Mr. Bobble.
Oh, is that?
101.9 The Fox.
Yesterday was a big day. It was my birthday. And
happy
Happy birthday to you. Birthday week. I'm going to claim birthday week.
Yeah.
Now, when I got home to my beautiful family full of girls, all the presents were down on the floor, so I was super excited. Toby was absolutely pumped. She made me a birthday cake.
Oh.
Her and Lily made me a birthday cake, and all I wanted was custard and chocolate cake.
Yum.
So they made chocolate cake and then put custard on top. It's pretty cute. And then Toby just kept singing happy birthday because she thinks that once you sing happy birthday, you can eat the cake.
Yeah.
But it was 11 o'clock. She's like, Daddy, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Cake now. No, we've got to wait to have the cake. But anyway, I got some great presents. I got some memorabilia stuff from the Green Bay Packers,
wow,
which is my team.
Yep.
Which
I
is
thought
great.
You were about to say a signed Fev jersey.
Yeah,
no.
Just hung it up. But I was quite hurt in a way, Boxy and Nick, where I opened up some, or Toby opened up the presents for me. I opened up one. There was a Nike t-shirt, Nike shorts, training shorts.
Yeah.
And then I opened up another one, and there was a Nike muscle top, Nike mm-hmm. shorts. Opened up another one. There was training shoes. There was a drink bottle. There was a towel. Yeah. I said, there's a bit of a thing here. Yeah. And Alex said,
don't eat the cake.
This is
it's a trap. It's your first test.
There was a real thing that... She said, when you start training, I go, what for? I'm not training. But everything was to do with athletics. And they were all like a large and an extra large. I'm a double X.
Yeah.
Mia got me large. I'm like, bro. I put it on and it literally looked like it was one of the kids' t-shirts.
Oh, I put on a large training shirt that I bought over Christmas. The same thing. Had to return it. I'm not fit enough to go to the gym.
Top.
1019, The Fox.
Hey, we had a conversation just before, and it was an interesting one because I didn't expect this outcome. Arnott Shapes have released a new shape flavour. Not those two, but have released a new shape flavour. Sorry, Fev's just held up two packets of shapes that we just have in the studio.
That's why they were in here.
Yes.
I just assumed.
Fev's just gone to his lunchbox.
They have launched cheese and smoky bacon.
No, thanks.
Well, see, here's the thing. See, I find shapes summer-at. Like, my summers, when I was a kid, going to YCW Beach down at Phillip Island every day, we'd go there at like 10, we'd swim all day. Dad would have gone to the Phillip Island Bakery to get us some pies and some, we used to get apple turnovers. They were great. And packet of barbecue shapes. Yeah. There was nothing better. Mid-afternoon, you're hungry and you're putting your hand in and the sand's getting all caught up with all the red stuff and you're accidentally eating sand because you're so
There's nothing more summer than shape, Sunny Boy and a juice box back in the day when you were younger.
Yes, yeah. The
Always.
Sunny Boys.
Sunny Boys.
But it apparently has sparked another debate about which is the best shape flavour because we were just talking about it. And see, I just think there is never a debate. It
hands
is
down.
Hands down.
Yes. Pizza.
Barbecue.
Pizza.
No. Barbecue is the original. No. It's a classic. There is nothing better than that season. That
pizza.
Season. I like pizza, but it's not as good as barbecue.
I like turtles. No. No. Pizza.
You think pizza
barbecue
is
sometimes
better than
get a little bit spicy or something and it hurts your tongue. Something when you, because I'm a licker. I suck the stuff off and then chew the biscuit. Is that what you do?
No, I don't. But I only eat the ones that are covered in the red stuff.
Yes.
I've no interest in ones where the red stuff didn't stick to them.
Don't start at the top.
Yeah. And then you
hand down the bottom.
Once you finish it all, you just open your mouth and pour all the ingredients.
In.
Oh, yeah. But the pizza's got the best topping.
I know. I disagree.
Josiah?
Yeah, I'm barbecue.
Thank you, Josiah. Yeah. So we're two for two in the studio, outside the studio.
With hummus.
Absolutely no argument, it's pizza.
Pizza.
That's like savoury, though. That's weird.
What? No, savoury? Go home.
She's pregnant,
well,
though.
He's on savoury.
Hey, weird stuff.
Savoury's very bland, but I like them.
Can you have a dip?
But surely barbecue and pizza are savoury. Like, they're just...
Out of those two, though, barbecue 100%.
Yes, yeah. Renee's barbecue, so that's Renee.
Renee and Josiah Mars. Don't count.
Mars is pizza.
Pizza.
That's a shame. James Costa.
Pizza. Pizza, we win!
Pizza.
Oh, wow. Yes! And who else are you going to ask now?
I think that was even.
Is James late coming into this?
Well, he's busy reading the news,
two,
apparently.
2, 4, 6. No, it's 9. It was 5-4. Pizza. You're
it's
welcome.
Annoying. Yeah, but it was also boys, girls. The girls like pizza, barbecue. The girls are just so like barbecue.
I mean, I do have long hair, if that helps. Shave the beard.
What did James say? Hang on, here he comes.
Hang on, let me pause the
better
song.
Hurry up, mate.
Pause the song. James,
what's
like, I thought his headphones are
Oh, no.
His headphones are stuck around his foot.
Oh, wow. He's having a mess.
His answer doesn't
count. I can't hear you. Here we go.
Oh, he's back.
We got you. James, do you prefer barbecue or pizza shapes?
Oh, yeah, definitely pizza.
He's banged. Oh.
Well, that's a gender thing. Absolutely. You've got all the boys have just picked pizza. And
what are you
the girls,
calling him?
Girls and Josiah picked barbecue.
A girl with a beard.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Well. A YouTube video has made a world record, the first video to reach 10 billion views.
Ooh, that's a lot.
So many views. And we don't know what it is, but it's in this envelope. So before I open it and announce.
You mean the video's in there?
No. Josiah has the audio of the video. Oh. What do we think it is?
Something stupid.
I'm tipping that Charlie tips my finger. That was the first one
Charlie
I thought
bit
of.
My finger.
Oh, is it? Because I've never seen it.
It'll be something
it.
To do with an animal. It'll be an animal.
Charlie
cat
tipped
or dog.
My finger. What do you think that is? I just want to know. It's Charlie bit me. That's what I thought. Charlie bit me.
Yeah.
Those English kids.
What are English kids?
The ones in Charlie. Oh, bit. Charlie
YouTube.
Bit me.
I got no idea. It'd be a pet.
Or Gangnam Style.
Good. Ooh. Gangnam really? Style. Because that's now been old for like 6 years. You think
it's
people still watch
there.
It? I'm not a big YouTube person,
either.
So I don't really watch anything.
I'll say something to do with a dog or a cat.
I'm going to say a slime video, like something to do with slime.
Yeah, they get a lot of hits.
What?
People, kids, they love slime. They watch slime videos.
Really?
Robux, one of those.
What are they? What's the turtle one?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No.
My head went that way and my leg went that way.
No. Are you with HBO?
Yeah.
If that's 10 billion views, crocodile ripped me into parts, pieces.
The turtle.
The turtle one. You know, the turtle.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
There must be other iconic. Well, guys,
I've got no idea.
Okay, well, let's have a.
I like turtles.
Well, we brought up three videos from a decade ago.
Exactly.
So.
I like turtles.
There it is.
So, oh, you're kidding. I just saw a picture and I know what it is.
Kim Kardashian's video.
This is now officially with 10 billion views.
Is it?
Baby Shark.
Oh, 100%.
Ping Pong.
Yeah.
Ping Pong. Yeah, Ping Pong's on Netflix. Yeah, we watch this all the time now.
Awful song.
And there's a Baby Shark show on Nick Jr.
Shark.
It's the best.
Jump the shark.
You're going to think
jump
how many times your kids watch that a day. Like my kid, I hear Toby on that all the time on YouTube.
I sing Baby Shark once a day.
Yeah,
and I don't even think about it.
No.
And that's not even going towards the views.
No, exactly.
I wonder how much money those little sharks would be getting for that 10 billion.
About the people, because the people, they're called Pink Fong. Well, the character's called Pink Fong. Whoever came up with that, like we think Bluey does okay.
Yeah. I had shark yesterday for lunch. Beautiful.
Did you?
Oh, it's a bit of flake. Yeah.
Ooh, I wish you had those ones so I never had to hear that song again.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Fev and Nick love resort living. And just 40 minutes from Melbourne, Mandalay is resort living every day. With a championship golf course, clubhouse, gym, swimming pool, primary school and more all delivered. To find out more, visit mandalayliving.com.au.